Also, there are diagnostic criteria for HES, the various degrees of organ damage and hypereosinophilia often make diagnosis difficult in clinical practice. In addition, the organ damage and blood changes do not always occur concurrently. Therefore, clinicians must consider many differential diagnoses, especially when patients present with atypical symptoms and disease course. Early initiation of treatment is no less important than accurate diagnosis, and the balance between the two should be considered according to the patient's condition as well as the level and quality of medical resources available at the hospital.